Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. This is December 3rd, the public hearing on the school. I'm sorry, thank you. See, what would I do without you? December 13th, the public hearing on the school budget, budget committee meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Like last year.
So, 3 minutes, can we get it down to three?
Well, oh, I see a car coming.
I just saw a car coming in.
But it could be Katrina, so.
Okay.
So then we, I think we're going to kind of just stall for a couple minutes in case anybody shows up late, because I don't want somebody to come in 3 minutes late and have nobody here. So,
And you know that your lack of an audience is concrete evidence that your public trusts you and
yeah.
that you do a good job.
I think people are happy with the budget. I don't.
Yeah. I agree. Changed last year.
Yeah.
You know, noticeable difference.
Yeah.
I've been 13 years. I've just seen the evolution, and boy, you're in a great spot.
I think I'm going to stay.
I'm only kidding.
One more year?
No.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You said that before.
Yeah, I know.
This is my last year.
Yeah. I think we have signed papers now, though.
Lynn keeps getting ready to throw a going-away party, and he doesn't go away, so I don't know, Phil, you know.
Like a bad cold.
Yeah. Bad rash.
Someone could be registering their vehicles, too.
Oh, that's so we'll
true.
Wait all night for them to register.
Their taxes. Donna's still open, so.
Pay their taxes. I don't know if the tax
There's three
collectors.
Of them in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, would any of you like to say anything? I mean, I don't want to not give you the opportunity to speak. Okay, good. No, I didn't mean that way.
Well, we have to give the public a chance, too.
Okay. If there's no public comment, then I don't see that there's any need for us to deliberate unless anybody feels the urge to change the budget that we've already approved.
Well, you opened the hearing and closed it, right?
I've opened the hearing. I haven't closed it yet.
Okay.
So I thought we had bottom lined the budget. Am I wrong?
We took off 45.
But, I'm sorry?
We took off 45.
But see, Karen went in and she adjusted where the 45 was.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Karen went and I presume she took it out of the health insurance line.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because that's what we recommended.
Yes.
But, of course, it can get moved around.
Okay, got it.
So Karen went in and readjusted everything, so it came up to the right bottom line.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what we got.
I think it does speak volumes to the school board.
Yes.
And the
yeah.
job you guys have done,
yeah.
guys and gals have done the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's
nice job.
And I think no matter, I don't know what the default budget's going to be, but I think at this point it almost doesn't matter because.
Have you estimated the default budget for either of them?
She's working on it.
Yeah.
The town
has the default
yeah.
budget. And what
have
did
you
I.
Have you seen it?
It was on the warrant article.
Yeah.
It had the amount on the warrant article. I think it was significantly less because I added it up.
It was like $100,000 less,
almost $131,000 less is the default budget than the town
proposed
operating budget.
Yeah. But, so we don't know what the school will be.
In the warrant that they gave us, is that what you're saying you saw?
Yeah, right here, Dick.
Okay. Oh, no. Yes, okay.
Okay, no public comment.
I have a question for
sure.
the superintendent.
Sure.
Phil, do you anticipate any changes in the anticipated revenue, either from legislative action or what's taken place federally, that would impact the tax rate, the school's portion of the tax rate?
No. No, I don't see anything on the state level that is revenue enhancing or that takes away from revenue. And federally, we're so small that, you know, federal dollars have a tendency to go to large, poor school districts. So I think that we will.
Is our adequacy grant going to be about the same?
It will be a little bit more because we have a full day kindergarten. And you'll remember, up until now, every kindergarten youngster, for the purposes of adequacy aid, was counted as one half FTE.
Now it's full-time.
When we went to full-day kindergarten, the state says, they still count as one half FTE. The legislature corrected that to some extent. Remember now we call it kindergarten, not kindergarten. So the Keno money is going to provide additional adequacy aid for kindergarten youngsters, but it doesn't bring them up to a 1.0 full-time equivalent. This is a long way of saying, yeah, well, we should receive additional adequacy money, assuming that our average daily membership was the same. You know, so more is going to be available through kindergarten, through full-day kindergarten, but they're not fully funding kindergarten adequacy, regardless of what the governor says when he runs for re-election.
How do they determine the portion of the tax which is there, the number that comes down for our property taxes?
The state.
How do they determine that? Is that
the state tax?
Yeah, the state tax on adequacy, I guess.
And I think that's essentially what they do, Dick. It's like, what are we going to provide for adequacy? And you know how that works. It's a shell game.
Yeah.
The state gives us state aid. They call it adequacy money. Where does that adequacy money come from? It comes from the state school tax. So they tax you. You pay it. It goes to Concord. And then they give it back to you and say they're giving you state aid.
That's not exactly the same amount, is it? The adequacy grant is different from what we're paying for the tax, right?
I think its adequacy is a little less. Remember the whole debate about donor towns that nobody was supposed to get less in adequacy than they paid in the state tax? So I think the answer is, Dick, it's probably a little more, because it is supplemented by things like Keno.
So we should be looking at roughly the same revenue.
Yeah.
So if you're up a half a percent, that would be tax rate.
But there's no, could be no blips in that in that adequacy. The other thing is what happens at the end of the year with fund balance. We always try and maximize fund balance because that becomes unanticipated revenue and has a positive impact on the tax rate.
Okay.
We try and be very conservative in our spending. We try and be reasonable in what we ask for. And then after we get it, we don't feel the need to spend everything just because we have it.
Good.
And it's my understanding that the school board is not putting any warrant articles in that have money associated to them, with the exception, of course, of the increase for the teachers will be in there.
There will be a warrant article, and we're in the process of costing it out.
Yep.
The board just ratified a collective bargaining agreement with support personnel. So the teacher's contract was, I think we're going into our third year of a voter-approved teacher's contract. We have a new support personnel contract that we're costing out now that will be a warrant article. So we'll only have two warrant articles, the budget and the support personnel collective bargaining agreement.
Okay.
Nothing else for any building or anything like that? Or
I think what, you know, Mark is on a facilities long-term planning. And I think what the board wants to do is take a deep breath, look in the future, come up with a plan before they start asking for money.
And we have been working with the Selectmen's Board as far as long-term expenses to maintain the building.
And that long-term plan would involve using the existing couple million dollars that are sitting in the fund, the building improvement fund, whatever you call it.
I don't believe that's what we were looking at.
There's not a couple million dollars.
No,
it's $200,000.
The fund is $258,000. We have four. I think Karen may have mentioned that last time.
Yeah, in our last meeting, Karen gave us the funds and what the funds were for. Okay. All right, no other comment? We choose not to vote again, so we're not going to close the public hearing. We're just going to suspend it. And we, once again, on January 9th, we'll have our supplemental meeting, where we will vote on final vote on both budgets and all the warrant articles. Okay?
Yep.
So, is there a motion to suspend the meeting and continue it on January 9th?
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Sue makes a second. All in favor? Oh, is there a discussion? Nope. All in favor? Okay. Wait, we got to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn? Oh, no, we're not adjourning. No, we're not adjourning. We're done. Okay.
Done.
Okay, thank you very much.